No, it's not dark now, is it? It's morning time, it's light.
Yeah. No dark.
No dark, but it's not dark. You're pointing to your face then and saying, "Saw cream on." No, see, Norman, so you're obviously going back to last night because I put some moisturising cream on your face before going to bed because you've been outside a lot.
Yeah.
And I thought your skin looked a bit
green.
Red flower sore knee. Yes, you've got a sore knee and it looks like a petal from a flower, doesn't it?
Red flower.
It looks like a red petal on your knee. And last night when Mummy was putting the cream on your face, you were talking about Norman not being able to see Norman because it was dark.
Thank you.
That's quite all right.
Thanks.
Do you say thank you and thanks?
Tomato's a green one. Tomato's on and
yes, it's an empty plastic pot that had some Smarties in it Grandma and Grandad gave you, isn't it?
My dad had an apple and fish. Thank you. What's it?
Would you like some cornflakes, Thomas?
No.
No?
No thanks.
No thanks. I bet you do if I bring them to you.
Okay,
great. Have some cornflakes first, Thomas.
Yeah.
We should be eating.
No. What am I doing?
I like you eating fruit, Thomas, but you're eating such an awful lot of fruit at the moment that your tummy's getting a little bit upset, isn't it?
A tummy ache.
Tummy ache.
But a tummy ache.
Pardon?
So, what? That tummy ache.
What, my darling?
That tummy ache.
Caterpillar ache? Oh, I know what you're talking about. Caterpillar ache. You're talking about our book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar, aren't you? When he was a tiny caterpillar and he ate and ate and ate and suddenly he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a great big caterpillar. And when he was a great big caterpillar, he'd eaten so much that he had a tummy ache, didn't he? So that's what you're talking about when you say caterpillar ache. Yes.
Tummy ache.
Would you like some milk on that? Some milk on your cornflakes with a spoon?
No.
No? What do you say? No, thank you.
The milk on.
Would you like milk on them? Yes.
Oh.
You eat those and I'll put some milk on these.
Why?
How is that? Right. It's a new carton of milk, isn't it?
Orange carton.
A carton, a bottle, plastic bottle.
It's orange juice.
Oh, the orange juice is in a carton, yes. That's a different type of carton, isn't it? I think Mummy might have some cornflakes this morning. I've not had them for a long time.
Yeah.
I usually eat the mouthful that you leave.
Yeah.
I think I'll have a bowl all to myself.
Yeah.
Be nice, wouldn't it?
Nice. Daddy's home too. Daddy's home.
Daddy's home too?
Yeah.
No, Daddy's gone to work.
At the chip shop.
At the chip shop? Daddy doesn't work at the chip shop, does he?
And
then go. Mummy's not to go to work today.
Mm-mm.
but only for a few hours.
No milk.
Yes, Mummy's putting milk on her cornflakes. Mummy's got to go into work today to show other people at work what she does, so that if Mummy's ever off, somebody else knows what to do. And then after I've done that, I shall stay for lunch at work, and then I'll go to the dentist.
Yeah.
But I shall be back this afternoon. I'm not going in early this morning. And I shall be back sometime this afternoon. So Mummy won't be away all day today, will she?
No.
Grandma and Grandad looking after you?
Yeah.
And what will you be doing with them?
Snips.
Snips. Having your hair cut? No, you need your hair cutting, but you're not having it done today. We usually go to Grandma and Grandad's house for that, don't we? Because you go to the barber where Grandad goes.
Barbers,
that's right. Because that barber likes cutting little boys' hair. Mummy's hairdresser doesn't like doing it, but that Grandad's barber doesn't like it. He's got a proper seat for children, hasn't he? Something else to drink?
Something
orange. It isn't the orange juice out of the carton, Thomas, because you've just dropped that.
Black orange.
You can still have some orange, but it's just not the same type of orange juice. It's this orange juice, look.
Black.
That's orange juice.
No, I just hold it.
No, you can't hold it down. It's a glass bottle.
Oh, no. That's a little orange and a big one, too. Two ones. What colours? What colours for me?
Two ones what colours? What are you asking me?
Tornado ball.
That is your word. The tornado ball. So they're talking about Sonia and Isabel. And Isabel's daddy Rod, who go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about? Washing the beaker, Thomas, because it's been on the floor, hasn't it? Give it a quick rinse. Is that the chair? There you are, sweetheart, some orange. Mummy's having a cup of tea.
Yeah. Been up in the air, so green.
What's been up in the air?
The salt up in the air.
Salt up in the air?
Salt.
It's hot. Why are you saying it's hot up in the air? Mummy's tea's hot.
Up in the air.
I don't understand this up in the air business. What's up in the air?
Drink. It's hot up in the air.
It's hot to drink up in the air?
Yeah.
Too early in the morning and we can't keep up. All these cornflakes taste good, don't they? Did you have a nice sleep?
Yeah.
You slept all night through. Two nights running, Thomas. You slept all night through. Fantastic. You don't go to bed very early, though, do you?
No. See.
Looking for Purdy, she's looking at Phoenix through the fence.
Come back. See. Yo!
See that little white van go past then?
Two ones. 1, 2, 3, 7.
1, 2, 3, 7. Oh, there's one white van and it's had the Florence lights on the top, didn't it? And you missed seeing the postman this morning because Ray was coming when Mummy got up. And that was very early, wasn't it?
A wave.
Wave, yes.
Big van.
Oh, we didn't wave to him this morning because you were still asleep. And when I was getting out of bed, that was about 6 o'clock. He was already delivering his letters then. And he was wearing shorts. So it's quite a nice day today, isn't it?
Wave! 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 Nine wave! And ten wave!
Yes, usually we wave at him, don't we? Would you like some more cornflakes, Thomas? Well, I think Mummy's going to have a few more because I only had a couple of spoonfuls. But I really, really enjoyed them.
Mummy, do it round and round shut.
Mummy, do it round and round shut. Oh, this is these new pots of Smarties that they brought out. They're little plastic round containers and they contain miniature Smarties. And you twist it. You see that on there? That's an arrow. An arrow and it says twist and the arrow is pointing that way. When an arrow points in a certain direction,
yes,
that's the direction you go. You're saying yes and nodding your head. It's all right.
It's just my back side.
What about back side?
Outside.
You're telling me something about outside, which I'm not sure what you're telling me, darling. I'm sorry. So when I twist it like that, look.
Backside goes this way.
Oh, I see what you're telling me. That's right, backside out this way. You're telling me to go out, it's this way. That's right, I'm saying when you point in the direction of an arrow. And so you're telling me it's outside this way. And I'm saying to open this pot of Smarties, you twist the pot like the arrow says this way.
Yeah.
And to shut it, you turn it the other way. Twist it that way and there's the hole and out come the Smarties. And there are no Smarties in this, it's an empty pot, isn't it?
No! getting nut.
Is it stuck again? So just twist it gently, the top and the bottom. She says, I can't do it either. I think perhaps it's because you've played with it such a long time, darling, that it's... That's it. It makes a clickety-click noise, doesn't it? It's a clickety-click. Clickety-click.
Shut.
It's shut now. Ooh, clickety-click. Mummy's making a sound with the cornflakes, isn't she? Would you like some more, Poppet? More cornflakes?
No, Una.
You've got some there already?
No.
Alright, let's pop a few more into the...
No, no, no.
There we are, sweetheart. Oh no, Thomas. Oh, don't put cornflakes in there. No, 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 no. Listen, if you put cornflakes in there, especially when they've got milk on them, the milk's going to go sour.
Sour.
And the smell will be... Pooh! What a smell. Because it's quite a warm day as well. Mmm. Milk goes off quickly in the heat.
What's Mummy doing?
She's putting some milk on the cornflakes.
Oh dear. What's a bee on your mouth? What's a bee?
A buzzy bee in your mouth?
No. On the front. No. Ooh.
At the front. And I think you've just had a sip of your orange juice from your training beaker and it made a bit of a zzzz noise, didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think there's actually a bee in your mouth, Tom. If ever there is a bee in your mouth, you must get it out quickly and tell Mummy. You mustn't swallow bees, must you?
No bees.
Go buzz, 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 buzz in your tummy. And then you'll have a tummy ache.
Tummy ache.
I think that was just the noise that the cup made. That buzzing noise.
No,
no, that's Mummy's bag, darling. You can't have that. Would you like some bread now?
No.
No? Piece of bread and jam?
No. Tummy ache.
Tummy ache? Have you really got a tummy ache?
Yeah.
I don't know whether to believe you, Thomas. You seem all right to me.
That's better.
That's better?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, the rabbits.
They're pigeons on the roof, aren't they? You call them whack-whacks, but they're pigeons.
Pigeons, whack-whacks. Oh dear. Mummy and Dad are shocked.
Won't the smarty pot shut again? Closing. Oh dear. There we are.
What? Dear. What are they? Cornflakes.
What a mess with cornflakes.
Pooh!
Again?
No. Not a search. No, what do you mean?
Oh, no, no. Don't hit the table.
And it happened. No.
Have you dropped it?
No, not see.
Can you not see it?
No.
Oh, you're going to get your cousins on the floor. I'm not picking it up, Thomas.
Oh, the elephant.
one down the front. No, you are.
No.
Oh, you're really silly, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you want to think you
are? Mummy, I did.
No, I'm not. Keep picking it up, Thomas, so that you can throw it down.
No, I don't.
It is a big red apple, this, isn't it?
No, no, they're coming there.
When my granddad are coming.
They're in the shed.
No, my granddad have apples in the shed, don't they? Yes. Well, we've got a huge box of apples here, haven't we? My granddad said we ought to keep these in the shed because it's cool and dark and they'll last longer. These have come from Amy's tree. We didn't buy these in the shop.
Apple tree.
Yes, from the apple tree. Can you see that huge box of apples? Yeah. They're very red-skinned. And look inside, can you see the pink colour?
Yeah.
The red's gone through to the apple and it's a beautiful shade of pink, isn't it?
Yeah.
Only at the top, though, if you look at that, the beautiful pink colours at the top, and it gets lighter as it goes towards the bottom. It's more like a marbled effect at the bottom.
Yeah. Yes. Now.
We'll get a sharp knife and cut it up.
Cut it. Big one. Watch Pippin now.
Watch Pippin now. You can't watch Pippin now. I don't think you've seen Pippin actually for a few days, have you?
Nope.
She's just as well, Thomas. There's lots of other things to do apart from watching television.
Mummy?
Not quite sure what day the schools go back, Thomas, but...
No!
Pippin's starting on the radio. I think it might be October rather than September.
Yes.
It's really for children who are aged about 4 or 5, I think. You're only 2, but you like it, don't you? And it's Mabel and Pippin. And the programme come
outside.
Apple tree. Is the apple nice?
Apple tree.
The apple tree, yes, they'd come from the apple tree, haven't they? Well, all apples come from an apple tree, but we usually buy them from a shop where somebody else has picked them, but these... We got ourselves, didn't we, from Amy's tree? We didn't pinch them, she knew we were getting them. Oh! There we are. That was a big apple, wasn't it? Look how many pieces it sliced into. Instead of cutting that into 4, we've cut it into 8 because it was such a big one. Nothing happening outside today, isn't it quiet? We've seen one white van go past.
More!
Well, there's a big white van parked at Sue's house. That's been there overnight, hasn't it? Not our friend Sue's, but the house next to Sue's. That lady's called Sue as well, isn't she? Two ladies in the houses opposite are called Sue, and the lady who used to live next door was called Sue, but she's moved now. It's Fred and Rachel next door. Fred and Rachel live this way, and who lives at this side? Who lives in this house? Thomas lives in this house, but the house next to us, this way. What about Linda Bryan?
Linda Bryan.
And Norman the Gnome?
Norman the Gnome.
And who else?
Brian!
Brian? Mm-hmm. And what about the dogs and the pussycats?
Yeah. Alice.
The dog is called Alice. Mm-hmm. And what about the 3 pussycats?
brush the cat.
What are their names?
Phoenix. And Tiddles.
Tiddles. And one more. What's the other pussycat called?
Smudge.
No, Smudge is Sue's pussycat. Lindsay's got another cat. It's got the same name as your rabbit.
Yeah.
And what's it called?
Thomas.
Thomas. What about Molly?
Molly.
Molly. And what's our pussycat called?
Birdie.
We've been stroking Birdie this morning, haven't we? Yes, when Daddy was at home, we were stroking Birdie, but Daddy went to work and Birdie went out. There's only us left. You're enjoying crunching that apple, aren't you? Does it taste really good? Kissed Purdy, yes, Mum kissed her, didn't you?
It is this, Daddy.
And who kissed Purdy, or did you say I kissed Daddy as well?
No.
And did Daddy kiss Thomas? Why is it, Thomas, that Mummy only has to go to work one day a week and it's always a nice day when she goes?
Yeah.
It's not fair, is it?
Nice tea.
Yes, Mummy's cup of tea is really nice. I'm enjoying it, Thomas. Yum, yum. I don't think I want any toast today. You're not having any, are you? You've gone off bread a little bit. Pardon?
Mum, apple.
What happened when you were eating your apple? Did you trap your thumb in your teeth?
No.
Did you eat your thumb? I can't say it. Eat your thumb accidentally?
No. So.
Have you got a little scratch on your thumb when you ate the apple? The apple juice stung your finger a little bit to your thumb. Yeah, it's fine.
What's this? What's this, Mummy?
What's this? It's a piece of bread. Oh dear. Your mummy was just thinking I put so much bread in my mouth I couldn't answer your question. And then you were the one that started coughing. The postman brought a lot of things this morning, didn't she? No, they're not mince, Thomas, they're tablets.
Tomates.
No, there's a lady walking past. We've finally seen somebody, Thomas. We don't know who she is, but she walks past every morning, doesn't she? The lady in the blue coat. We're going to go for a walk. Let's see. We're going to go for a walk later.
In the Brian's house.
From Brian's house? Shall we go there? We can't go very far, can we? Because Mummy's got to go out later. But
very far.
We can't go very far, though, so I think we can go for a little walk.
Big blue one.
Big blue one, yes, it's a big blue envelope, isn't it?
That's the pet.
We've got all sorts today. We've got a card. And Daddy got a CD ROM through the post, didn't he? Not sure what that is. Mummy got a bank statement, which isn't so good. And two magazines. Very quiet.
The moon.
That's a picture of a clown. And he's juggling lots of brightly coloured balls, isn't he?
Colours.
What colours? Yellow, orange, blue, green, red, a different shade of green and pink. Can you tell me?
I know one.
Yellow.
Orange.
Orange.
Blue.
Green.
Red.
Green again and
pink.
Pink. Oh, you're a clever boy, Thomas. They've all got numbers on them as well. I can't see number one, but we've got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What have we got?
Hello.
Yes, 2.
Hello.
3. 4. And what comes after 4?
Green.
5, 6, 7, 8. That's right. Would you like to look at that booklet? Whoops. You've eaten all that apple. Has it gone in your tummy?
We were reading that apple.
It's a clown.
What's this? this, Mummy?
I can't see, darling. Pop it down. That's a green ball. It's a ball that the clown's juggling.
I know one.
Yes. What colour's the clown's nose?
Yellow.
No, the clown's nose.
My nose.
A red nose, isn't it? That looks like a ball. And he's got big hands. Look at his hands and his fingers.
What's this, Mummy?
That's a pink ball. That's one of the balls that the clown's juggling.
What's this, Mummy? The green.
Two greens. Two green balls.
What's this?
Oh, I can't answer. What's this? When you're pointing to all sorts of things. To point one at a time. My Mummy doesn't understand. This, Mummy. What's the Daisy? Have you dropped it on the floor now?
Blue one.
There it is. That's a blue book, isn't it?
I don't want that. What colours? Pink. Pink bowl. Drawing red bowl.
That lady's walking past again, Thomas. She must have forgotten something and had to go home because she's walking in exactly the same place as we saw before.
Things on it.
Well, I've just brought a floor down from your stairs.
Board.
Have you finished eating?
The board. Yeah. Board. Yeah. Board.
Board?
Yeah.
I can't tell what you're saying.
It's a magic box.
A magic box?
It's a board box.
Are you saying board books or board box?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well done then, did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Well, let Mummy have your cup and plate to wash up.
No.
And I'm going to just wash your hands and face.
Yeah. I want a big box.
A big box? It's the drawer from your bedroom.
A chain, not this chain.
That's right, it's the drawer that we use a lot when you're having your nappy change.
See Mummy.
That's right, when you see Norman out of the window.
I mean, sponge, and I love being
green sponge.
And a packet.
That's right, this is the green sponge that Mummy's using to wash her face and hands. And we bought them last week with a yellow sponge. They were both in a packet together, weren't they?
The green one.
Oh, darling, you got something stuck on your face there.
Nothing.
It's quite near your eye, isn't it?
Yep.
It'll come off in a minute, I'm sure. We'll just rub it gently. Well, your drawers in your bedroom are getting so full. And when Mummy had a look in the other day, I realised a lot of socks and vests are far too small for you. So
the mold. Two things in the mold.
You're a big boy now, aren't you?
She's more than the board. Yeah. Board.
Board?
Yeah. She's the board.
So I've taken the socks and pants out and I've boxed them up, put them somewhere else.
She's the board. Yeah. She's the board. Yeah. She's the board.
Silly Billy, aren't you?
No, Paddy.
know, Purdy.
What is Purdy doing now?
What's Purdy doing now? She's just sitting quietly on the doormat, isn't she?
Yeah.
Can you see the bird's feather sitting next to her? I think it's a feather that's just fallen out of a bird. I don't think she's caught a bird.
Look, a big paw. Big paw feather.
Big paw, I'll just take your bib off as well, because I don't think
you need... Big box.
That. Well, we'll have a look at the big box, shall we?
There are things on it.
Lots of things in it, yes.
What about the thing?
Well, the thing is, the... The drawers with your clothes will be sorted out. Well, we'll show you in a minute, but this is the top drawer from the unit. And this is the one that we use a lot when you're being changed. What a mess.
What a mess.
This is the drawer where Mummy throws everything when she's in a hurry.
This is Mummy.
Look, that's the yellow sponge. Can you remember we bought a green sponge and a yellow sponge in a packet? Well, that's the yellow sponge. Well, just that Purdy.
Thomas, hold it.
Thomas, hold it. Yes, you can hold it.
Paper off.
No, we'll leave it in the packet.
It's just funny.
And that's medicine, isn't it?
Yes, open. See. Yeah.
Open and see. You need to have a look inside, do you? Now, usually your medicine comes in a bottle, doesn't it? But these are sachets of the same medicine, so that when we're travelling, Mummy doesn't have to carry a big bottle with her. She's always got one of these little sachets in the handbag, so if you suddenly don't feel very well, Mummy can give you medicine, can't she?
I'm not ready. And why the box?
So we've all sorts of things in here, Thomas.
What are things?
Lots of things. It's time we tidied it up a little bit, don't you?
Yeah. Yes.
Look, I've even found a ball that belongs to Purdy. What's that doing in your drawer? Purdy. Here you are.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. It's Purdy. Daddy, the bubble. Oh, Daddy, look at it.
Look, we've got some face cloths here.
With brush.
That one's a teddy bear. And this one has a Winnie the Pooh on it. Oh, that's rather nice, isn't it?
It was.
That's right, it's for washing your face. Right, can Mummy have these now? Because the medicine, you can't play with medicine, can you?
What's this, Mummy?
It's a face cloth. What's it got on it? Teddy bear, that's right. And it's got two ears, two eyes and a nose. A mouth. Oh. Now, what have we got here?
Soup.
I think Grandma must have given us that.
Yeah.
It's a little blue pot.
Yeah.
I can't think what would have been in that, but I would imagine. It's something she's given you.
Open.
She's given you to play with when you were having your nappy change. You press it there, look. No, you don't. You press it that side. That was the hinge the other way. Press it there and open. There's nothing in there, is there? There's another face cloth there. This one's a blue and white stripy one.
Just make what's it?
Oh, now what have we got here? Look at all these. These are all badges from your second birthday card. They all say number 2 on them. What we ought to do, Thomas, when we're out, is get a piece of ribbon and we could put all the badges on the ribbon or a piece of card
flames.
And we could hang them, couldn't we, in your bedroom? You like that? And I don't quite know why.
Is this for me?
That's a picture of Thomas the Tank Engine.
This for me.
Well, I'm not sure what it's doing in your
changing drawer, but it's one of Daddy's CDs. I think a lot of things that get put in this
drawer, things that you have in your hand when we take you upstairs to change your nappy, and we get them off you and hide them in the drawer, and then forget to take them out.
Yes, I blue box,
yes.
It's a nice blue box. It's an oval shape, isn't it?
And it's got a dome on the top with a clear lid so you can see inside. And I can't think what would have been in there to start with. Would you like to put the badges inside?
Yeah. Badges.
Badges.
Which one, the badges?
You've got lots of nice badges, haven't you? Oh no, the CD doesn't fit in there. I think Mummy better have that. Mummy better have that for Daddy.
Ribbons.
All sorts of things that we've forgotten about.
Isn't it funny how we've not been in this drawer for such a long time? Well, we go in it every day. But,
we don't look at it properly like this. We've got to go to Joe's house because Mummy's just found a piece of paper. I think Joe would be interested in. It's about your music lessons. They start again Friday the 10th of September.
Really?
And Joe wants to start taking...
Well, yes, there you are. You can put them into that other pot. Joe wants to start taking baby Becky, doesn't she?
Foxy.
So we could give Joe that piece of paper and then she can ring the man. What have we got in here?
What's up here?
I think this is a little lock of Thomas's hair. Look at that. Gosh, isn't it light? That's a lock of Thomas's hair. Well, Mummy shall keep that. It's not the first lock of hair.
Ooh.
Because the first lock of hair Mummy's got in something very special, a little pot that you got for christening.
How many badges have you got there, Thomas?
What's this?
It's a badge. It's a Teletubbies look with Nunu. That's from when you went to Linda's wedding.
Linda's wedding?
Yes, first wedding you've been to. Oh, I'm finding lots of things like cotton buds. Oh, look, there's a pair of
yellow socks there.
I think we're all... Don't throw things, Thomas. No, now that's naughty, no. Because look what's
happened. No, nothing.
Look what you've done. You've thrown the badge into the pot of Vaseline. Oh dear, dear. That's a mess, isn't it?
Yeah.
There.
No, I don't think you can play with that because that's the thermometer.
What's this?
It's Thomas's hairbrush from when he was a baby.
Yeah. Oh, I got these. What's
what have we got here? A baby lotion. Come on, baby. So shall we leave these batteries in a safe place? Put them in a safe place and then we'll buy something.
Is this really?
To string them on.
Is this really?
Oh, that's an empty tablet bottle. I think I must have kept that so that I knew what medicine the doctor had given you.
Is this really?
Oh, that's Dentinox.
Dentinox,
that's the medicine we put on your teeth when they're poorly. Luckily, you've not needed that for quite a while, have you? Oh, and there's a little button there, I've been looking for that.
Here.
That's the button from your dressing gown. It's got a big T on it, look. It's the Thomas the Tank Engine button, isn't it? Thomas the Tank Engine dressing gown.
What's this one?
That's another packet from the Dentinox.
There.
It's enough in there.
What's mummy?
Oh, that's some talcum powder. Do you remember this tune, Thomas? Just listen to this. To sing. Thomas Henry Sykes. That. Well, you've still got the mobile hanging up in your bedroom. That's something from his contact lenses. Again, I don't know if it's doing in your drawer. But
what's this one?
That's an empty tablet bottle as well.
Is this mummy? Is this?
It's a piece of cardboard. There, that was nice listening to that again. Yeah. You've still got the mobile hanging up on your ceiling, but we've taken the sound off it. You used to lie in your cot listening to that, didn't you? Can you remember doing that?
What's this, mummy? What's this? Evil?
Baby lotion. I knew that I'd put buttons from all your outfits somewhere safe. I could never remember where it was. It was here. Oh, there's a balloon that says happy first birthday. So Mummy's finally found all the buttons. That's really useful, isn't it? Oh, and then all the buttons from Daddy's shirt. Oh, that's a nuisance because I have to sew them.
Nice.
I kept thinking I can't sew them on because we've lost the buttons. I knew they were somewhere safe and I've found them now. Oh.
Hey, Mummy.
Oh, there's some more buttons. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you. I think we'll put some cotton buds into that pot.
Ella.
Thank you.
Ted. Ella.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Isn't it funny what you find when you start looking?
Ewa, Mummy. Ewa.
We've even got some napkins from John Lewis there, Thomas.
Yeah.
Why we've kept those, I don't know.
Ewa.
Aren't you being helpful? Then would you like to put them all in that box? That side.
Thanks, Mummy. Thanks. A helicopter.
The helicopter, yes, I can hear it. You're being very helpful, aren't you? The helicopter, you think?
Yeah.
Did you say helicopter, I think? I think it is a helicopter, you're quite right.
This balloon.
open the lid? Well, I think we'll keep the lid shut, Thomas, because it's a medicine bottle, isn't it?
Look, all these cotton buds
can come out of the packet.
Open the lid.
And we can...
What's this?
And we can put them... Oh, gosh, you thought, Thomas, that's supposed to be a childproof lid. You horror. Go on, let's fasten it up. Luckily, the bottle's empty, but that's a little bit worrying that you could manage that. These are cotton buds. You remember when we use them to clean out your ears sometimes? I use them to clean Purdy. Oh, don't you put it in your ear. I do Purdy's ears as well with it, don't I? Mummy and Daddy use them as well every day. Oh, well, we won't put it now. Now you've had it in your ear, we won't put it back in the pot. There we are, that saves some space to put the two packets, two half packets into one pot.
Yeah.
And that's the lid from the pseudocrans I've been looking for it for weeks, thinking it must have gone down the back of the unit. Oh, Thomas, very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not really sure enough. Oh yes, that's from your vaporizer. When you have a cold, Mummy puts that into the machine and we turn it on. It's a nice smell that comes into your bedroom. It helps you breathe a little bit more easily.
Your comb. Would you like to brush your hair with your comb?
Comb your hair with your comb, I should say. Is that nice?
Yep.
And we've got suntan lotion. Happy holiday. Oh, that's cream for when you got a sore bottom, Thomas. Don't take the lid off that, please, because it's messy.
Messy side.
Messy. I'm just going to get a little bit of sellotape to take the bottom of the cabinet. Don't pull it round. No, Thomas, you're knocking everything. Oh, be steady.
What's this for?
It's a piece of blue tack. I keep that in that drawer because when you have postcards, we like to blue tack them on your bedroom door, don't we? If you've got a piece of blue tack in the bedroom, it makes me do it. Oh, gosh.
A loud
ring, isn't it? Oh, Thomas, are you banging?
Yes! It's just there! There's a bang! And a bang there!
Now don't take the top off there because that's all those cotton buds that we've just nicely put away.
And if the top comes off, they'll be all over the floor now, won't they?
Well, that's a job well done, Thomas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll have to do this again, won't we?
Yes.
She quite enjoyed looking at it.
Yes, Mummy.
Well, that's something else when you have a cold, Thomas. That's called Vicks.
Vicks.
And we rub it on your chest. Just let me undo the pot and see if you can remember the smell.
Mmm. Mint.
Mint, that's right. It's a mint smell, isn't it?
Mm.
And again, we either rub it on your chest and back or we put a little bit in your ring, don't we?
Tom's banging now.
Tom's banging now. Oh, excuse me, you're using your... No, don't. Using your comb to bang, aren't you?
What's this, Mummy? What's this?
Two bottles of baby lotion. Thomas, don't.
No, listen, you mustn't do that because that's wood and you're going to damage it. It's the front of the drawer.
What's this, Mummy?
Baby lotion. Will you put them back in there? That's right. I don't want Thomas to do lots of banging. That's an empty pot of pseudocreme.
And in that we keep the hairbrush
and the nail scissors, all sorts of things like that.
What's this?
I'm obsessed with banging this morning. It's a little puzzle talking powder and some tablets. Baby lotion. You've lots of things like baby cream and baby lotion, haven't you?
It's just so empty.
Is it empty?
Yeah. Mummy. Mummy.
What would you like? This box has got a teddy bear on it, that's got nappy sacks.
Nappy.
Oh dear, I think it's all the talcum powder. Oh, that's why I'm